Hello, and welcome to Is Able, the radio show about possibility, where we look at what a person with disabilities can do rather than what they cannot do. Hello, this is Dr. Stephen W. Nurse, and this is our series on online education and working through this pandemic. And I have to say, this is my last interview for this series, and I think it's going to be my favorite because I get to interview Savannah Butcher, and Savannah lives on Vashon Island. And Savannah, I'll let you introduce yourself in a little bit too, but I know a little bit about you. I know you're a junior, correct?
I am, yeah.
At Vashon High School. And I know you're one of 2,000 high school students that works at the pharmacy or Thriftway. So I'm probably seen you in there more than once. But tell me a little bit about tell me something about yourself that would be interesting to know.
Okay. Well, I'm Savannah, and I'm an online student right now. But when school was in person, I think my favorite part of classes was probably newspaper and, like, journalism. So this is really cool to be doing an interview.
Well, that's good. You can critique me when you're through let me know. But I was just also talking that I took a class in high school called radio production. And it involved toucans and a long string, and we talked into each end of that. But that was back when we rode horses to school. Tell me, that's also interesting because my daughter Lisa went to Vashon High School, and she was very much involved with the program for journalism and writing the paper. Don't you have a paper there at the school?
Yeah, the Riptide.
And have you written some articles for that?
I have, yeah. I've been on the paper since freshman year.
What's your most interesting article that you've done?
I'd have to say the one that came out at the beginning of this year about the senior rock, since there was a lot of controversy surrounding that.
Oh, yeah, about the rock that everybody writes on each year, right? That's out there.
Yeah.
That's good. And have you ever thought about, one of the things in Vashon, you may not be aware of, there's an amazing little radio station called The Voice of Vashon. You might, that might be really good to, and I know they have some international celebrities like Dr. Stephen W. Nurse. And so I think that might be a good thing to do an article on, and you could even come down here. We could social distance and you could see the fabulous studio here with a hot tub and the wet bar and everything. But so, let's talk a little bit about your experience with this pandemic. Was it kind of a shock to you? Did as a student, did it kind of just hit you in the face and say, "Uh-oh"?
Yeah, pretty much. I remember when we were all in school back in, I guess it was March, and we heard about, the cases going up, and at that point that meant like 3 in the world. So
yeah,
looking back
that's right.
On it now, I'm jealous of past Savannah, but yeah, it just kind of took all of us by surprise. I mean, the last day in school kind of felt like out of this world. Like, I look back on it and, everyone was scared to be around each other and kind of just unsure about what would happen. And I mean, not only the students, the teachers also had no idea what was going on, but yeah, it definitely took everyone by surprise.
And I think this is kind of one of the things that happens like this is that you get so much information out, and some of it's good information, some of it's bad information, and you know, you don't know what to believe. You know, some people said we're never going to get a vaccination for this. Some people said, you know, it'll come right away. And we still have people that are, you know, that say is, you know, it's not important to have masks. And I think all of us know that, that it is important. That one of the things that I like about Vashon is that I think that most people here on the island seem to be wearing masks. And you think that's pretty true among the high school students? Everybody's wearing masks?
I think among the high school students, that's not exactly true, but my experience with working is it's very true. Like when you, mostly when people come in and they don't have a mask, it's almost always by accident and people are very kind. And, yeah, I would say as a whole, Vashon is really good at masking. I would say that I think teens are probably the most unmasked group, but I know that there isn't as much unmasked stuff as maybe.
How do you feel? How do you feel about that? Are you, if someone's not wearing a mask, are you uncomfortable, or does it? Do you ever mention that to anybody? Do you say that to any of your friends?
Yeah, I mean, a while ago, I mean, no one really cared. And it was just no one was processing that, you know, we are in a pandemic. And I think all of us kind of look back on that time and we're like, what were we thinking? What were we doing? But now I think that a lot of people have socially withdrawn, which has its own consequences. But the good news is that people have, you know, potted up. And so no one has too big of a circle anymore, so people are a lot safer now, which makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah. Do you what's the thing at high school that, I mean, how do you do your journalism class? Do you do that online?
Yeah, we do. We have a meet every day, and then we do our interviews on Google Meet or phone call. I don't think there has been an in-person interview this year, but we've still got a lot of stories out, so it's going pretty well.
And that's great. And, you know, just, you know, as a caveat, too, I think you know that I interviewed your mother, too.
And, yes, I did.
And she had wonderful things to say about you, and that's good. So you, what are the things that you miss the most at school?
Honestly, social connection. And I mean, I think a lot of people hear that from teens and they're like, oh, they just miss being in their groups or, you know, seeing their friends every day. But honestly, the social connection I miss was like wanting to do good in school and participate because, you know, I had a group of friends and they would encourage me and I would encourage them. And there's really none of that in online school. And it's interesting when you're in class and, you know, everyone's got their camera off and you're kind of just like staring at a computer screen all day. And there's none of that just kind of almost stress of what people are thinking about you and being aware that you are a student in the classroom. Because when you're in person, you know, you really want to do good because people are watching you and, you know, you want to participate. But, yeah, I miss that encouragement that you got in person.
Yeah, and I want to remind everybody here, we're interviewing Savannah Butcher, and she's an 11th grader at Vashon High School and is... At least at this point, I found out she's active on the journalism staff. And I think that, you know, one of the things you bring up, even though I'm an older person, the things that you bring up, I think, are pretty universal. I mean, when I think about going to, when I was in school, I mean, it was between class, a break between class. You could talk to your friends a little bit. You could get to your locker. You could, you know, maybe have a refreshment or something. Even times like lunchtime, where you didn't have to talk academics. You could talk to your friends about, you know, other friends and what you're going to do on the weekend. And I really appreciate, you mentioning that. How about, you know, you mentioned also about helping kids. We know that during this pandemic, just some of the markers that we see is that there tends to be more calls to suicide hotline. There tend to be more calls that have to do with domestic violence. There are more people using alcohol and drugs, and a lot of depression. And do you see students that are kind of withdrawing a little bit because of this pandemic and kind of not being as social?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, being social is kind of a moral choice at this point, which is really unfortunate because you can either protect your family and, you know, have a just worse mental health.
Sure.
Or you can be active socially and be putting your family at risk. And it's just, it's a decision that, like, we shouldn't have to be making. And it's really tough for a lot of kids, especially the ones that have socially withdrawn. And I know that's, like, all the things you were saying are absolutely accurate. Like, I've seen more people just withdraw and more people are struggling. And, yeah, I mean, it's everywhere. Like, when you look in class, like, people that used to be super outspoken just aren't really engaged anymore. And it's really weird to see.
Now, do you have brothers and sisters, too, or?
I don't. I'm an only child.
Oh, well, then you get extra points in my book because I'm an only child, too. And so I know how tough it is for you. So, but tell me this, you don't have to answer this or any question that I ask you. Feel free not to respond. Do you feel like you've become a little closer to your family when you've been at home more? Or at least understood more about your parents, that kind of thing?
I think I have. It's weird because when I'm home, I'm usually by myself, either like in school or just, you know, doing homework or work or whatever. But I think before, when everything was busy and before March, I mean, there was a real disconnect between like just my family, like extended family too. And now that we're kind of all literally quarantined together, I think it's interesting. It definitely opens up conversations that I don't think we'd be having if everyone was as busy as they were.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when I think about, you know, going out and, you know, going to the pharmacy or going to Thriftway or Ace Hardware, the three hot spots of Vashon, I think, you know, sometimes I feel a little anxious to go in there. You know, should I touch the doorknob? Should I make sure I stay away from people a certain distance? I'm lining up to get a, you know, to get a prescription. I think that's one of the things that bothers me the most. How do you feel about that? Do you feel a little anxious when you go out and talk to your friends and, you know, or kind of more in that public arena?
Yeah, I think I definitely do. And I mean, I think it's good to a certain extent. Like, everyone should be a little bit worried and anxious. But yeah, like when I go out, I don't really see a lot of friends in person anymore just because I have a high-risk parent and I want to keep them safe. But when I do, you can just go on this whole loop about thinking about what if they did this or what if they were exposed. And it just, it gets to be a lot. And especially as someone who works in one of the the hotspots of Vashon.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And again, that's Vashon Pharmacy.
Yeah. I mean, that's all the employees think about all day. Not all, but we are constantly, like, cleaning everything and, you know, putting the disinfectant on doorknobs and just, it's, once you get thinking about everything that people are touching, it's kind of like,
well, I really,
I mean, yeah.
I really respect the fact that, that you realize that, you know, the parents are in higher, in a higher risk group. You know, my daughter, the one that I told you about that's in journalism, calls me up regularly and says, "Now, Dad, are you and Mom staying home? And are you doing this? And make sure you don't go there, order your groceries out, and do all that stuff." And I think we try to be pretty safe. But I've had my first vaccine now. And so that makes sense. And I've had it for, I think, 2 weeks. So I think I'm pretty well protected right now, but I'm not going to go out right away. Do you miss things like, I tend to be, when I go out and meet my kids and, you know, meet friends at what used to be musical events here, you know, at the, on Vashon, I tend to be a hugger and, it's just kind of nice. And I notice I used to notice a lot before of, you know, high school kids greet themselves or they give each other a hug or that kind of thing. Is that something that you kind of miss, or is that something maybe you don't do? I don't know.
I mean, I am not a super physical person, but okay. I feel like everyone has been just super touch-starved of the pandemic, and like, whenever we see someone, we just, like, want to hug them now because we never see people anymore. And I don't know. It's really hard. I've seen the New York Times had this, like, photo series of, like, grandparents and grandkids with a plastic thing between them so that they could hug. And
yeah.
I don't know. I think any form of, like, physical interaction, just, like, you know, patting someone on the shoulder or, like, accidentally touching someone when you, like, go past them at the grocery store, it's got such different connotations now because, you know, before it was nice and friendly and it just made you feel connected to people, but now you have to be, you know, it makes people nervous, and I think that's, you know, going to be something that changes our culture a little bit because...
Yeah, I think you're right. I think...
Yeah.
You know. In other words, we'll maybe think twice before we hug someone, or if someone we don't know wants to hug us, the same situation. I do like the word that you developed there. I think we've got a new. Maybe we'll put this in the Webster's Dictionary next year. Touch starved. I like that, and I think that really says a lot. We are social people, and we do like to talk, and we do like to be together and share. And, you know, I know one of the things, some really good friends of ours that we haven't seen in almost a year, we used to get together and play cards with them. And, you know, those kinds of things. What are you doing now to while your time away until next year when everyone is back? Or maybe even sooner than that, but...
Yeah. I've been working a lot. I got a kitten, so that's been very fun, some cat therapy. And, you know, I've just been trying to keep up these things that, you know, I'm passionate in. I mean, I used to be passionate in. I'm trying to keep everything alive and, you know, keep... remembering that life is going to go on after this and, you know, this isn't going to last forever. But I think most people are kind of losing a lot of what life was like before this and kind of just readjusting to what they can do now. And I'm trying not to do that so that I don't lose too many things.
Sure.
But, yeah, I mostly my cat and work.
What is your cat's name?
His name is Remy.
Ronnie?
Remy, like from Ratatouille.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah. I have a service dog who helps me, and her name is Maya, and she's a golden lab, and she's laying right next to me here, and in the studio, and thank goodness she hasn't been snoring, because she tends to snore, and so she's been very good, but I'll have to bring her into the pharmacy so that you can meet her. Don't you think that's also important too? Isn't it really nice? And again, you talk about a lack of touching. Isn't it nice to have a cat or a dog or a pet that you talk to? Of course, we talk to our pets like they're like they're humans. I love that. It's like I talk to my dog and I say, all right, now it's not 4 o'clock. It's not time to get fed. You just need to wait. And this time, please, eat your food a little slower. And of course, what the dog gets is blah, 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 food, blah, blah, food. They pick up those things. So don't you think that touch of animals is really important?
Yeah, I recently talked to a pediatric ICU nurse, and everyone on her team, almost everyone, has, animals. And I just realized how, important it is to have an animal in your life. And not only are they, fun to talk to in a human way, but it's also, being with another living thing and not being so lonely and having, a cat or dog to pet. It's just, I don't know, I think it really helps a lot of people, especially right now.
I work with a program where Maya was trained at the Women's Correctional Institution. And they train the dogs. They train the service dogs out there. Maya does about 50 commands by voice. And, even goes potty on command, so that's also a good thing. But when you're 18, if you want to go out and see the program out there sometime and go through 4 locked doors to see how they train the animals, it's really important because it's a win-win for everybody. They have a dog that they're responsible for, and it's a very, very cool program. And you could also do an article on that, too. Wouldn't that be fun?
To go out to the
women's prison and do that. And just to remind our listeners, my first series of episodes on the program Is Abled was on service dogs. And so we have about over 12 programs on everything from dogs that work with persons who have diabetes and, all kinds of things. Here's your trivia fact for the day, Savannah, that they're now using dogs in airports to sniff people and see if they have COVID. Yeah, and they've found out that the dogs have such sensitive smell that they can smell something on the breath of these people. That and they say that they're more effective than the test that's used to test for COVID, and especially there are fewer misses when they're actually diagnosing the people if they have COVID. So they could even tell when a person may have an epileptic seizure because the body chemistry changes. Anyhow, that's a little off subject. But how about one of the things were you pretty active in I don't know, student council or other kinds of activities other than journalism at school, or did you participate in other clubs and things?
Yeah, I used to be part of a Japanese club, and soccer. I wasn't on ASB, but I am not doing soccer this year just because I feel like I don't need another risky thing in my life right now. And I'm also not doing Japanese club. I think a lot of people have been kind of pulling back from a lot of in-person things that just aren't as, you know, aren't as good online. I mean, I'd obviously love to rejoin everything when it's safe, but for right now, I feel like it's more important to focus on not as many things and just do a good job at them. But yeah, I think a lot of people have been pulling back a little bit.
Do you find that you're talking on your friends on the phone more often, or about the same amount, or what are you doing to connect with others?
I have pulled back a lot, so I haven't really talked to people in a while. I have like one or two close friends, which is a big change, and I know a lot of people have went through a similar thing where when school let out, they had this big group, and now they only have a few close friends.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's good in a way. It's, you know, you have really good friends, but not a lot, rather than a lot of friends, but not as all of them are super close. But, yeah, I mean, I've definitely been talking to people, but it's, I don't know, everyone has their own little group and their own little pod, and I think it's worked out pretty well for most people.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I think now they call it a pod. Back when I was there, they called it a click. Well, let me ask you one final question. We're just kind of getting to the end. And again, we're interviewing Savannah Butcher, who is a 11th grader at Vashon High School. And if you had a magic wand, and you could say, Savannah is going to be, where are you going to be next year at this time? We hope you're going to be at school. But what would your wishes be for next year?
I hope next year we do not go back sooner than is safe, because I think we just need to be really careful about when we go back. For the high school especially, I hope that we have some more mental health support, because the people that aren't going through mental health struggles right now will be next year. You know, some people, we're going through a collective trauma right now, so we all have to process it at some time or another. More mental support. I hope we go back when it's safe, not too soon. And also, we need to appreciate our teachers so much more. They're doing so much work, especially at the high school with all the, I mean, they see like 100 kids a day. They have three classes.
That's amazing.
It's just,
yeah.
Superheroes.
And my last question is, what are you going to do when you get out of high school? What would you like to do?
I do not have a certain answer for that. But I'm really interested in journalism and art and language. So
sounds wonderful.
Along those lines.
Well, I will tell you this. You are a very articulate young person. And it's just been a joy interviewing you. And I appreciate it. And you take care. Have a wonderful day. And I'll stop by and say hello with my service dog at the hotspot on Vashon Pharmacy. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you in Maya soon.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
To stream this or any other episode of Is Abled with Dr. Stephen W. Nurse, go to voiceofvashon.org and look under the Shows tab.